Hi there. I'm going to talk to you today a little bit about something we should call the interview technique. Now, this follows on nicely. I don't know if anybody's heard of a guy called Noah St. John. He does a bit of a twist on a thing called affirmations, called affirmations. Basically, an affirmation is so you go and say, I can do this, I can do this, I will do this, I will do this, I've got this. And of course, your brain is saying, no, you haven't, no, you haven't. However hard you try, there's always a little bit in the back of your brain that's saying, no, no, no. Whereas an affirmation is basically saying, I've achieved this. Oh, this is brilliant. And you get to feel how good it actually feels. And then your brain starts going away and working right. How did I actually get here? Okay, so that sort of, your brain actually goes away. Okay, we got here. How did I get there? Then it gives you the answers to how you actually want to get there. Okay, so the interview technique is just very, very simple. You can do this on your own. If you're doing it on your own, I would advise perhaps doing it somewhere literally on your own, because otherwise if people see you talking to yourself, they're going to think you're a bit of a nutter. or you can do it with a friend. Basically, sit down very quietly and imagine that you are being interviewed. Okay, it could be a chat show host, it could be a DJ, it could be a journalist, it could just be your best friend or someone in your family, or, you know, just a work colleague or something. Like, what they want to know is, how did you do it? Okay, how did you do it can be anything really. It could be something you really want to achieve, or somewhere you want to go, or you get the drift anyway. So then this person is talking to you and they're asking you questions about how you felt and how you actually got there, what steps you took to get there. You just let, I mean, this is the trick with it, just let your imagination flow. Okay, if say your ambition is to be the first person to walk on Mars, okay, do that. It might be absolutely beyond comprehension, but if that is your dream, do that. Okay, and think about that, how it actually felt. Talk about the trip, talk about what it felt to walk on the surface, the honor of being there. Talk and just feel deep in your heart how proud and how happy you are, and just imagine you, and imagine them talking, how do you get to do it, how do you. And your brain will start giving you answers, okay? Your brain will start giving you answers right at that point, along the lines of, I did this, I did that, I did this, okay? Then go and explore them. You might find some of them are not relevant, but you find the answers. Or some of them might think, yeah, that might actually work. But of course, it doesn't have to be anything like that. It could just be, how did I get to this destination? How did I get this job? How did I get to be this person? Okay, so go away and do that. Or, I mean, do it as a pair. If there's two of you, have a bit of a role play. Just get your mind working. Start programming your mind. Your mind is so intense. There's so much going on there. Your brain can find the answers to almost anything. You've just got to program it to go and do that for you. And here's the challenge. If you are a teacher, do this with your kids, okay? It'd be nice to actually have some feedback. But just try it with a class one day and get the kids. Kids are brilliant. They've not been programmed to lose their imagination. We all become adults. We're told, no, you can't have this. No, you can't do this. Children should be seen and not heard. Quite the opposite. Kids got, it's full of imagination. They're not pressured by the stress of working life and being told what they can and can't do. They have a vivid imagination. I think as adults, we should try and revisit that. But just try it. You might say, I might get a response and 100 teachers tell me what they've done. 99 teachers might come back and say, well, it didn't work. None of my kids grew up and be anything that they wanted to be. But if one teacher came back and it was one pupil that said he wanted to do this, and you know what, he went and did it, you know, that would be an achievement. Anything, however small, is an achievement. So go out and try it. Go, well, as Yoda would say in Star Wars, there's no try.